parsha, there are five different episodes, one after the other. First, in Perek Yud Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah tells us, Bnei Yisrael, they left Har Hashem. They left Har Sinai for 3 days. They traveled for 3 days to search for a new place to rest. Then, 2 psukim later, the Torah tells us what Moshe would say as the Aaron would travel in the Midbar. Vayibin saw Aaron. What did Moshe say when they were traveling? And what would Moshe say when they rested? Then, at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, the Torah tells us about the Misonanim. People, evil people who complained. As Rashi explained, they just wanted to yell at Hashem. They found an excuse. They said, we've been traveling already for 3 full days. We haven't been able to rest. Things are horrible. And they complained. The fourth episode is a different group. Not the Misonanim. They're called the Asafsuf. And these people complained, who's going to give us beef? Who's going to give us meat? We remember the good old days in Mitzrayim when we had free fish, melons, vegetables. We want that. Who's going to give us? Who's going to give us the meat? And then, before Hashem gets upset at that last group, the Torah throws in a line about Moshe finding Bnei Yisrael, Vayivku al Mishpachosav. They cried about their families, and Rashi brings Chazal. It says that they cried about certain relationships that became prohibited to them. Over a year ago at Har Sinai, when the Torah was given, now they started to cry about the fact that they can't marry their mother or their sister, etc. And then the Pasuk says that Hashem got upset at these people for complaining about the meat. So it's funny that line about the Bochel Mishpachosav crying about the illicit relationships was stuck in over there. And the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Kuf Tezayin, the Gemara says, why was it that the Parsha, that second episode, the second part of the Torah, Vayihibin so Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Vayifutzei Lecha, why was that stuck in between telling us that Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai for 3 days, and afterwards, the complainers? Why is it stuck over there? In fact, there are inverse nuns, the letter nuns in a Sefer Torah. If you look inside a Sefer Torah, there's a nun inverted to like block off that section. And the Gemara says the reason is lahafsik bein peranios leperanos, because there was a bad episode and another bad episode, and the Torah didn't want to put the two together, so it's stuck inside this parsha. It didn't belong there. It belonged in Parshas Bamidbar, when it was speaking to us generally about how Bnei Yisrael walked through the Midbar. That's where it should have been. No, it got stuck over here to break between a bad episode and another bad episode. And the Gemara says, well, what are the bad episodes? So the Gemara says, I understand. The complainers that we find after the Pesukim about Vayid and Saron, that was pretty bad. They were complaining. They were angry at Hashem. They just wanted to fight up against Hashem. But what happened before? What was so bad? And the Gemara says that when the Pasuk says, Vayis'u, they left Mehar Hashem, what that really means is they turned away from Hashem. The Maharsha explains that we never find Har Sinai being called Har Hashem. We find it Har Elohim, or we find Har Sinai, or Har Chorev. Har Hashem was highlighting that they turned away from Hashem. So they did something bad. But it doesn't say what. What did they do that was so bad? Explains Rashi in Masechta Shabbos that during those 3 days, while they were traveling and waiting, looking for a new place to rest, they started to develop a craving for the meat. Remember that last group that we spoke about, the Asafsuf, later on, that complained about where's the beef? That started to develop. The cultivation of the craving began during those 3 days as they were leaving. And therefore, to break in between that horrible episode of them cultivating a desire for the meat, no, they didn't complain yet, that was later, a few days later, and the complaining about the fact that they had nowhere to rest for 3 days, the Misonanim, the Torah put in the middle of Vayihibin so Aaron. And the Ramban says, what? This doesn't make any sense. The complaining for the meat was later. It was even after the complaining about not having a place to rest. That was the problem. The complaining was the problem. Two types of complainings. And therefore, the break should have been in between those parshios. Why was the break earlier? Before the misonanim and only after they started to cultivate the cravings for the meat. I think the answer is as follows, and it teaches us a very, very important lesson about our everyday life. And that is, there was a fundamental difference between the two groups of complainers. The first group, the misonanim, they complained, they didn't really have anything to complain about, they found an excuse, like Rashi says. They wanted to fight against Hashem. So when people want to fight against someone, they find every single possible way of fighting. So they made up a thing, we didn't have a place to sleep for 3 days, you're horrible, and they start fighting against Hashem. They wanted to anger Hashem, that was their whole agenda. They were evil people who wanted to anger Hashem, and that's it. The second group, the Asafsuf, they didn't want to complain, but they had a very strong desire for meat. The Aveira, the sin, their sin wasn't the complaining, but it was that they cultivated a desire, an intense desire for the meat. What's the big deal? So they have a desire. What's so bad? So I'll give you an example. In Pirkei Avos, in the second Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us, al shlosha dvar ma'olam omeid. Three things: Torah, Avoda, Gmilas Chasadim. And the Maral and the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Hazinu tells us that those three pillars of the world correspond to the three big averos that you have to die for before committing. Avoda, that's easy. Avoda, davening, that's like Avoda Zara. Gemilas Chasadim, that's Shichas Dam, and murder is the opposite of Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, the pillar of Torah, the opposite of that, says the Maral and the Vilna Gaon, is Gilui Arayos. The illicit relationships. That's the opposite of Torah. Why is that? So we find something very fascinating. Rav Tzadok quotes this in different places, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and it's the following Zohar. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, and Daf Samach Tesam Abeis, the Gemara tells us that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset Gedola, shechted the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. It was too much for this world, we couldn't hack it, we can't even relate to it. The reason is because they shechted the Yetzer Hara. That's why you can't relate to it. Why would you ever want to bow down to a podium? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, they got rid of it. And while they were hot, while Anshei Knesset Gedola saw that they had the hand to start getting rid of these bad Yetzer Haras, so they said, okay, we're going to get rid of the one for arayos, for illicit relations as well. It's a very strong Yetzer Hara. Let's get rid of it. And the Gemara says that they held a captive to see what would happen. And they noticed that there were no animals laying eggs. Nothing was happening. And they said, whoa, maybe that cheshek, that desire for women to have relationships, that's what's going to allow the world to continue. We can't destroy the Yetzer Hara of Arayos. So instead they poked his eyes out, and that diminished the Yetzer Hara, that we don't have it as much for family members. That's what the Gemara says. The Zohar says something different. The Zohar says that they were going to take care of the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, but then they realized that without that Yetzer Hara for illicit relations, for women, there will be no chedvas haTorah. There would be no esh haTorah, there would be no fire and cheshek and desire to learn Torah. People might still learn Torah, the Torah would still exist, but the burning fire, excitement to learn another kasha, another answer, is going to be gone. So what do you see, says Rav Tzadok? He says that it's the same cheshek, the same desire that people have to learn Torah, it's that same desire that motivates them towards women and perhaps towards illicit relationships. Hashem put inside us desires. We have a desire for food. Why do we have a desire for food? Because otherwise we would die. We wouldn't be hungry. We wouldn't feel like we need to drink. We wouldn't eat. And all of a sudden, we'd be finished. So Hashem gives us certain tools inside, certain desires that are not bad, They're inside us to allow us to accomplish great things. And that excitement for something new, that excitement to get into a person or to get into a sugya and understand what's going on beneath the surface and all of a sudden clarity and connection, that cheshek is what pushes us in two possible ways. We could use it to grow in Torah, or you could use it for bad things. It's that same exact cheshek. To the extent that in a different place in Sitka Satsadik, Kedai to look it up, in Os Mem Dalid, he writes as follows. He says, Mi sheyesh lo tshuka gedola l'taivas aguf. Someone who has extreme, intense desires for physical things. Al yid atziv bazeh. He shouldn't get all depressed and sad. Lachshov, kama pagamu. Oh, I'm such a disgusting individual. Look what I looked at, or look what I wanted to look at, or look what I was running for. Ugh, I'm disgusting. That I have such a strong, intense desire. Ki adaraba, just the opposite. Hu kli muchan, this person is a utensil that's ripe with tokef for extreme, intense avas uchukas drishas emes. For a person that has the ability to go ahead and run after the truth, to run after the Torah. You have an intense yetzer hara for arayos? That's a great thing. That means that you have the potential for tremendous heights in learning Torah, in getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that the Gemara says this explicitly, that the greater a tzaddik is, the greater the yetzer hara of arayos they have. Go hand in hand, because the greater cheshek that you have, you just have to channel it. That same cheshek into the right place. You don't demolish that cheshek, that desire. You channel it. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin. Hashem says, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Hashem created the evil inclination. Barasi lo Torah Tavlin. Created the Torah as what? To destroy it? No, Tavlin is a spice. It's to spice the thing that's in there, that shalant that doesn't have a good taste right now. You put the spice in, it's geschmack. It's the same thing that's there, you're just able to push it into a place that's incredible. That's what it is. We have that cheshek, we have certain cheshek, and the greater a person becomes, the cheshek could become more intense. And then you have to take that, not get depressed, and say, I'm putting it into the right place, I'm going to channel it into the right place, and it can allow you to become a great person. So the chet, according to Rashi, what happened? They left Har Sinai, the Torah. They left the ability to connect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Har Hashem. And all of a sudden they took that intense desire that they had for Hashem and they started letting it slip away. For what? For physicality. They started cultivating the desire for meat. That was the biggest sin. Okay, they complained, big deal. It was the taiva that they had inside, like the Ramban says in Chumash, he's medayik, the pasuk says, what did they desire? Hisa'avu, they desired, tava, desire. That's what the pasuk says. Doesn't say they desired meat, does he savu tava? The Ramban says, because it's all imagination. You start, oh, I need this, and I want this, and I want more, and I want more, and he's taking something else. Do I need that? That unhealthy food, do I really want that unhealthy food? No, I just made up in my mind. It started like going, not thinking anymore. He savu tava, you start to desire things that you don't need and aren't important. That's where their hate was. That's where their sin was. Chua manifested later on in the complaint. But their sin was in that. And then what happened after that? It got worse and worse. And they started crying about illicit relations. Their taivas, their desires became so in the wrong direction that the crying about illicit relations, they wanted to have that back, that they'd be allowed to do that, is part of the same aveira. Wasn't they complained about me and they cried about arayos? It was the exact same thing. And that's when Hashem got upset. So we have to realize that we were blessed with tremendous capabilities, tremendous potential, and it's inside us. Hashem gives us ritzonos, desires, we like certain things. All of that could go in two different ways. We could use it for bad, disgusting, horrible things that make us impure, take us away from connecting to Hashem, take us away from Har Hashem, or it could take us to tremendous, tremendous great heights. Bezer Hashem, when we recognize that, we recognize the koach and the potential that we have, we'll be able to succeed against the Yetzer Hara, against all Yetzer Haras, and become great people. Shabbos.